Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on July 27 regarding Aracelis, A-R-A-C-E-L-I-S, Torres, T-O-R-R-E-Z. Aracelis Torres is a 59-year-old woman who was accompanied to the evaluation by her daughter named Melissa to help serve as a translator. Period. According to the information obtained in this fashion, on 6-22-21, Ms. Torres hit her knee going forward as she fell in the hallway. Paired as a result, she believes she injured her knees and went to a Spear emergency room the same day. Paired she had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Paired she did accept injections, but did not undergo any surgery. Paired she is no longer receiving any active treatment. Paired new paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Torres alleged she fell on 6-22-21, causing bilateral knee injuries. Period. For the record supplied, she was attended to by ambulance personnel and transported to the emergency room. Period. She stated she slipped and fell and had pain in her right knee. Period. She underwent x-rays. Period. To be inserted, clinical exam found no gross deformities, but there was pain in the right knee at the anterior aspect with some soft tissue swelling. Period. She was able to fully extend the knee and there was no joint effusion. Period. She was given ibuprofen in the emergency department and was feeling much better and was able to ambulate. Period. The x-rays appeared normal appearing. Period. An ACE wrap was applied to the right knee and she was instructed to follow up with the workers' compensation physician. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Torres was seen in this regard at Inspira on 6-23-21. Period. She rated her pain at an 8/10 level. Period. She also reported back pain. Period. She was continued on conservative care for a right knee contusion and bursitis. Period activity modifications were also recommended. Period. Range of motion exercises should be performed as well. Period. She followed up and had some level of symptomatic improvement. Period. New paragraph, an MRI of the right knee was done on 7-8-21 to be inserted here. Period. Inspira ended their care on 7-19-21. Period. New paragraph, orthopedic treatment was then taken over by Dr. Catalano on 7-21-21. Period. He performed a corticosteroid injection to the knee, diagnosing pain, comma, contusion, comma, effusion, comma, as well as unilateral primary osteoarthritis. Brady did reference the MRI results also. Period. Her progress was monitored by Dr. Catalano. Period, she did not report symptomatic improvement in these early stages. Period. On 9-15-21, he released her to full duty without restrictions on 9-20-21. Period. She returned to Dr. Catalano on 10-13-21 and had discomfort and swelling of the knee. Period. He started her on Mobic and allowed her to continue working full duty. Period. Follow up with Dr. Catalano. Continued over the next few months. Period. A series of Synvisc injections were administered to not only the left knee, but also the right knee for pre-existing unilateral primary osteoarthritis. period. She followed up, remained symptomatic. Period. On 2/9/22, Ms. Torres reported 80% improvement with the injection for her right knee. Period. She denied having any pain in both knees at that time. Period. She offered no complaints and responded well to the conservative treatment for the acute exacerbation of her knee arthritis secondary to work injuries. Period. He declared her at maximum medical improvement and opined follow-up was not required. Period. On 10/7/21, she scratched that. On 9/16/21, she was seen by Dr. Junkin, J-U-N-K-I-N. Delete that. That's the wrong patient. Physical exam. General appearance. She was extremely obese with a pendulous abdomen. Period. Extremities lower. Right knee extension lagged 15 degrees when supine, but when prone was full. Period. Right knee flexion was full without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Push of the left knee as well as both hips and ankles was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Knee maneuvers normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with a non-reproducible limp on her right. Period. This then resolved spontaneously. Period. She was able to toe walk, demonstrating full extension of the right knee. Period. She changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 50 degrees and rise. Period. Impressions on. 6/22/21, Arcelus Torres slipped and fell forward onto her right knee. Period. She was seen at the emergency room. Her x-rays were negative. Period. They initiated her on conservative care. She then followed up at Inspira Urgent Care. Period. They also treated her conservatively over the next few weeks. Period. New paragraph on 7/8/21. A right knee MRI was done to be inserted here. Period. She was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Catalano, who provided her with injections to the left knee. Period. She also underwent a Synvisc injection to the right knee later on in her care. Period. Her symptoms improved considerably and she was released back to full duty. Period. New paragraph. She had variable range of motion about the right knee. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for instability or internal derangement. She ambulated with a non-reproducible limp on the right. Period. It then resolved spontaneously. Period. She was able to demonstrate full extension of the right knee while toe walking. Even though when supine, she had a 15-degree extension lag on the right. Period. Full extension was found when prone. Period. This suggests a volitional etiology to the differences. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to either the left or right knee. Period. At most, Ms. Torres sustained a soft tissue contusion, which has resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. End.